Wiki.
Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday.
No.
August 3rd, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait. Welcome to it. Because that means we're a day closer to the weekend.
We're going to do it.
We're closer now than we were just 5 minutes ago, even. Ooh, put that in your fortune
Get
cookie.
Closer every day. Sound like a Chicago song, baby.
Damn right. Today's day, we'll be looking into new DVDs. Peek at your geekified news is coming all up. But of course, the guy that no one can figure out who it is, shame on you. That's the vicar.
Perhaps you don't recognize the internet sensation Little Gay Kid from YouTube?
Duh. Ah! And hi.
Nice.
I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
All I'm saying is, you're not as special as you think you are, buddy.
F you, pal.
Yeah.
This date, August 3rd, 1492, after 8 long years of trying to get his project off the ground, Christopher Columbus finally set sail in search of India. And we all know how well that worked out.
Yeah, how that worked out for you. I'm going back to 8 AD, Billy Flynn.
Wow.
This is amazing to me because apparently in 8 AD, Roman Emperor and General Tiberius defeats Dalmatians on the river Bithynus.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, they fought Dalmatians, the Romans. Well, no wonder they were successful.
Savage Dalmatians.
I can do that, you know?
You say that now, but you don't know. These are old school
Dalmatians. They have
Dalmatians.
No thumbs.
1933, the world-famous Mickey Mouse watch was introduced. It sold for $2.75. A Mickey Mouse clock sold for $1.50. Today, new models cost $25 or more. Come on, we're
That's
up to 35 and 40. You know that.
That ain't right. No, never mind. That's the only thing I have for history.
Really? 1960, the first telephone conversation in which voices bounced off the moon. Was accomplished by United States scientists. 1966, comedian Lenny Bruce was found dead after taking an overdose of morphine.
Lenny.
It's always the talented folks that die. Always. 1967, James Law rode the entire New York City subway in 22 hours and 12 minutes, which is easy because you don't have to stop for bathroom breaks.
True.
1977, Radio Shack issued a press release introducing the TRS-80 computer. 25 of them existed. Within weeks, thousands were ordered. It was developed by Tandy for less than $150,000, unveiled at New York's Warwick Hotel, widely recognized as the first completely assembled computer and the first affordable computer available at retail. It was $600, had a black and white monitor, cassette tape storage, 4K of RAM, expandable to 52K, and a Z80 8-bit 1.77 megahertz
nice.
Processor.
I was really late. When was
old
your first?
School.
What was your first computer?
Let's see. We got like an old TRS-80 Model 3.
Still before me.
Off from somebody, but...
I was like 93 or 90... Yeah, 93 when I got a computer.
Wow.
Yeah, that's behind the times.
Got to move on up, sir. Got to move on up. Birthdays. Happy birthday today going out to Evangeline Lilly. She is 30. Sure, she was Connie in The Hurt Locker, but we best know her as Kate Austin on Lost. So good times there.
James Hetfield, born this day in 1963 from Metallica. And also, in case you've been there and noticed, the cat is also DJing at Richard's Rendezvous, the nudie bar I go to in Richmond.
Wow.
The dude is Hetfield. I swear to God, it's the same guy.
Did not realize that. Isaiah Washington is 47. Dr. Preston Burke on Crying Doctors.
Ooh, especial. Martha Stewart. You have ages. I can't do math that quick. Martha Stewart was born in 41. How old is she?
She was born in 41?
Yeah.
That makes her 59.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because 40
math.
Plus, you know...
I'm not
plus,
questioning you. I
4
can't
plus
do
5
it.
Is 9, and then the 1 is the 9 to 0, so 59. Yeah, so.
You talk pretty.
Thank you. John C. McGinley's 51, Dr. Perry Cox on Scrubs, and a ton of other things. Very, very funny man. He was one of the Bobs in Office Space.
Oh, nice. Hey, Martin Sheen's birthday is today.
Man.
Yeah, born in 1940. Don't
My
remember
man.
What his... His real name was Estevez, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Ramon Estevez is his real name. Let's see. Jay North is 59. He was Dennis the Menace in that show from 59 to 63.
That's
and will never live that down.
Yeah, he will always be Dennis.
Even Jerry Mathers has something else. He was like, I was in the new Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
John Landis is 50. Directed at, really, 50? He's not older than that? He's got to be older than that.
That's
got to be a typo.
Right. Yeah.
Let's call it 60. Director, writer, Coming to America, Trading Places, Animal House, tons and tons and tons of stuff. No longer with us, Gordon Scott, born in 1926, played Tarzan in 4 films, including Tarzan's Greatest Adventure. And once you've made that one, how many more do you really need to make?
Yeah, I agree.
TV. That's you.
Got a new Wipeout
you
tonight.
You love that song, don't you? You're just
I do. Oh,
it.
I'm jamming on it, man. I got a new Wipeout tonight on the old ABC.
Fantastic. It's good times, good show. Watching
Fox,
people fall.
Fox, by the way, new Hell's Kitchen and Master Chef. Not Master Chief, because that's what I thought I saw when I first looked at it.
On Hell's Kitchen, one of the contestants becomes overwhelmed.
No.
Tonight, NBC has that damn breakthrough with Tony Robbins, this show, which is not really a show, because it's really just an infomercial.
Big commercial, right. Dumbass.
Tony Robbins. He's going to sell, like, vitamin pills or something during it.
Irritates me. A&E Gene Simmons Family Jewels. You better love it because there's three big episodes, including a brand new one.
AMC American Movie Classics On Deadly Ground. This is the one where Steven Seagal tries to save Alaska from people that want to drill for oil.
The entire state.
Yeah.
And when he's finished, he eats it.
Oh, God. Well, you should deep fry that oil first. Is what I'm saying.
Biography Channel, not only do you have Bill Shatner.
What?
But after that, Star Trek Beyond the Final Frontier, documentary with interviews with the cast, all that cool stuff. You're a Trekkie, there you go. Tonight, Biography Channel.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Tonight on the Family Channel on Pretty Little Liars, the girls are trapped in the school. While on Make It or Break It, Austin throws a party at his lake house.
Word. Discovery Channel tonight, Too Many Babies, How They Do It. I'll save you the time. They know what causes that now.
Yeah, we pretty much put that to bed. FX is showing The Runs. Oh, wait, no, it's The Ruins.
Ew.
Followed by a new Rescue Me entitled Sanctuary.
G4 is a new episode of a show called It's Effin' Science. I don't know what it is, but I love the name.
Sci-Fi Channel, New Warehouse 13. This is 13.1. BBC America is still showing Being Human, the fantastic BBC show that you should be watching. Turner Classic Movies has your Nevada Smith, Magnificent Seven, and Bullet for Steve McQueen night,
nice.
But we're watching the Chiller Network because
Ooh.
Imprisoned by the undead, a slayer of vampires plans to battle a resurrected demon.
Outstanding.
Victoria Pratt and Jason Connery face off against the Brotherhood of Blood.
You got mail.
We do. Mr. Flynn, I was thinking of books similar. Robert Asprin's Myth series, and just realized that Phil in J.R. Murdoch's patio book, Billy Barbarian, is a Prevect. That's from Corey.
I don't
Dear
know what
God.
That is.
Well, it's because you're not a geek, really.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The stealth geek thing. That's the difference. That's the fine line.
Oh, the stealth.
Corey, straight up geek.
Okay.
Straight up geek.
Okay, I get it now. I get it.
Greetings,
GRD you.
Host. What? I heard a strange voice this morning, Anti-Friday. It was not the sultry Flintress nor the chipper for no apparent reason, the Bruce.
like
it was
that.
A voice that
That's
I had not heard in, I want to say, 6 months. Welcome back to the Vicar. I hope to hear you more often on, really? On geekradiodaily.com.
Who's that?
About the... That's us.
Who, no, no,
no.
Oh,
no, no, we're not letter? Done. We're not done.
Oh, okay.
About
New
the
paragraph.
Goonies. The only thing I can even remember is a Cyndi Lauper song/video, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
not,
there were
not
two of
either.
Them. Because it was a two-part video, but only still one song. And if you played the NES game, that's all the soundtrack was that on an infinite loop. So until there is a grass seed that only grows 3 inches high and never needs cutting, make mine GRD. Oh, remember to kiss and support your local roller girls. That's from Rob.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Good job.
Yeah, we'll be seeing him shortly.
Two simple quotes for you to place. Number one, easy. Eki, 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 patang, zombongra. Not so easy. Ba, wep, gra, whip, nini, bong. I think that covers it. That's from The Henchmen.
Okay.
Those
very
guys,
nice.
I don't know what they're doing, but you got to keep your eye on them because okay. They're always up to something.
By the way, I got a piece of mail myself from Barbara, from
oh, yeah?
Faithful Listener Barbara. I really can't read it, but I just want to recognize it and say thank you.
So you are saying
good.
That you're illiterate. It's very
yes.
brave of you to come out here like
but
this.
I know.
If you would like to send well wishes and support for these poor, dumb bastards who can't read.
Send money.
That would really, really help.
Send money or Burger King coupons.
That's good, too. Or just
yeah.
drop it up to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, and apparently the Vicar, who is a real person and not a software simulation like the Hitchman tried to say on the website.
Thank you.
At geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday means a look at your DVDs. Your geekified news is coming your way.
Hi, this is Kurt the Camera Guy.
And Scott Langston from the Wandering Geek Podcast.
And we're both headed to Gen Con Indy this year. I've been going to Gen Con since 1982.
And this will be my first big game convention ever.
Noob.
Huh?
Never mind. As anyone who listens to the Wandering Geek Podcast knows,
we love to talk. And we'll be doing just that with every exhibitor, designer, artist, and gamer who will talk to us.
This, of course, will be far more than our regular shows can handle.
So we'll be sending most of it out as daily chunks of convention goodness in something we're calling
Gen Con Raw. So stop on by www.wanderinggeek.com to check it out.
And give a listen to our Parsec-nominated Wandering Geek podcast.
And WGPR, our monthly music podcast, which is also up for Parsec.
And our Game Bag Review Show.
www.wanderinggeek.com.
Hi, this is Will Wheaton, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Shut up, Wesley!
You better watch it. He's a ninja. He'll show up right behind you and smack you with a fish.
Ah, there he is.
You don't want that.
Dang. Hey, speaking of which, you see the new Guild season?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Not yet. I am so far behind.
Check. I know, me too.
All these damn stealth geek
yeah.
people. Hi, welcome to the Not Monday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Sup, fools?
Hi, I'm Corey Nimick. Since you've already got Parker Lewis Can't Lose on DVD, here's what's coming out this week.
Tons of cool stuff for you,
I
including, look at there, Kick-Ass. is finally out on DVD today.
Kick-Ass out. I still haven't seen it, so I'll get hold of it this way.
Nicolas Cage is wonderful. When's the last time you've said that? Nicolas Cage is wonderful in this movie, and Hit Girl steals the whole thing. It's fantastic.
Nice. You know, I actually don't have a whole lot, so...
Shame on you. Do you know Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
No, I didn't put
Based
that on
the award-winning book?
How did I not see that? Yeah, I'm familiar with it. How did I miss that? I guess because I was excited about Heroes Season 4...
Really? The whole thing wraps up? Yep. So, yes, you loved it.
I'm trying to put a spin on it, man. I'm trying to make it positive just for the sake of old days.
Henson's Place, The Man Behind the Muppets. I saw that.
Now, that looks cool.
Jim Henson.
Yeah, I would check that out. That looks good. Literally, my last item that I saw was Hawaii Five-0 Season 9. How sad is that?
Well,
yeah.
Humanoids from the Deep, the Roger Corman classic, is out.
I missed it. As well
as they're reissuing Piranha, the original, on DVD because, well, there's a 3D one with a bunch of boobies coming out. Metal Storm, The Destruction of Jared Sin from the short-lived revival of 3D in about 1982, 83.
I think I went and saw that.
Oh, you probably did. I definitely saw the preview for it in front of Jaws 3D.
I remember that damn thing.
And of course, today, finally, after all this time, Max Headroom, the complete series.
Woohoo!
15 Minutes in the Future, Cyberpunk, and We Never Knew It Before. But today, if we're getting anything, it's going to be the story of a killer still on the loose, bodies piling up, and time running out.
Damn.
So Bobby hires a psychic to contact his deceased friend, Jim, but some secrets were never meant to be revealed.
Bobby?
The dreams will guide him. The secrets will blind him. The murders will haunt him. Paul Piero and Kelly Clevenger will today learn the secrets of the clown.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Don't do that to me, man.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
It's the only one we got.
Clown secrets are scary secrets.
We've joked
about this before. We've met many times before. It was like, hey, well, how about if Fox just canceled a show that we're really looking forward to before it ever airs?
Yeah?
Well, they haven't quite done that. But they've announced that Spielberg's show Terra Nova has now been postponed to 2011.
No!
The fall of 2011.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they pushed that back hardcore. They're going to preview it after a May episode of American Idol and build the whole damn thing up.
They're doing that to Spielberg, too. That's ballsy,
to
man.
To Spielberg.
Back off, Spielberg. Get out of my grill.
Spielberg's like, you know, he could pimp slap you with just the change he's carrying
around.
That's
damn
stupid people.
All right. From The Hollywood Reporter, Emmy-nominated actress and our beloved little hot Jew from Glee, Lea Michele. Narrowly avoided a horrific car accident Sunday.
What?
Yeah. At Crescent Heights Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood on her way to The Hollywood Reporter's Emmy Roundtable, got into this redonkulous accident. Now, apparently she's all right, but when she arrived, apparently visibly upset when she did arrive by 5 p.m. on Sunday on foot after paramedics and fire department arrived on the scene. Apparently everyone involved escaped without serious injury, but...
Weird.
We love her.
That
love
happened?
Her.
Halle Berry had the shark attack the seal decoy?
Crazy.
Strange things.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal is investigating deals struck by Amazon and Apple to offer low prices on e-books, saying the agreements may block rivals from providing attractive pricing.
Damn the man.
That's right. E-book price fixing. Early this year, Amazon and Apple worked out a deal, quote, with most favored nations, deal with major publishers ensuring rival booksellers would not be able to sell an even lower price. He cited leading publishers such as Macmillan, Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins, Penguin, blah, 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 blah. Quote, the ebook market is set to explode with analysts predicting that ebook readers will be among the holiday season's biggest electronics gifts, warranting proper views of potential anti-consumer impacts. This restriction blocks cheaper and competitive prices for consumers. So it looks like, yeah, Apple and Amazon get to have a smackdown. The double A's, they're bad price-fixing
Damn.
Bitches.
Damn. From Latino Review, Amanda Seyfried. I think that's how you say her name. She makes me happy in pants.
Uh-huh.
I have Chloe on my hard drive. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to. I've been holding on to it.
Allison Mack from Smallville have on your hard drive?
I know. I'm excited to see some pics from the new Red Riding Hood movie. You seen these? These just came out this weekend.
Yeah.
Set in a medieval village haunted by a werewolf, a young girl falls for an orphan woodcutter. It's directed by Catherine Hardwick, so it has to be good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It does.
And stars Gary Oldman, Julie Christie. It's got a decent cast. I don't really care what it's about as long as Amanda does medieval jumping jacks in slow-mo, but check out the photographs of her in costume. We'll put the link in the show notes.
So one of the problems we have with our electronics now is that pretty much everything has a screen. Screens that can get scratched. Screens that can get cracked.
Yeah.
Split. You can even just break the whole damn things
True
entirely.
That.
Well, thank goodness. Thank goodness an ultra-strong glass is finally coming out from Corning Incorporated.
Well, thank you, God.
Yes, it is a very thick, durable glass that hardly ever you can. It's going to take a lot to scratch. It's going to take a lot to dent it. It's the absolute best technology that 1962 can bring us because they invented it in 1962, but couldn't find a use for it.
Yeah,
because no one needed glass of this nature of this kind. So it's just been sitting on a shelf for like 50 some years.
Of course, what they didn't say is that it's 3/4 inch thick and weighs a pound. But
well,
whatever.
Sure. So coming in talks with Asian manufacturers to bring Gorilla, as they call this glass, Gorilla Glass. You got to like that to the TV market in early 2011. Expects the first deal to be in the fall, with production going full tilt in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. So woo-woo. It is converting part of a second factory in Shizuoka, Japan, to fill a potential burst in orders. Quote, that'll tell you something about our confidence in this. So either welcome to the big leagues, or that's the last we'll ever hear of your sorry ass.
That's it, baby.
GRD, thank you so much for stopping by. We do appreciate it. Hey, run by the Facebook page and like it, because there you'll learn how Batman and Wonder Woman got married and about a 1930s motorcycle that really looks like a light cycle from Tron.
Awesome.
Go wrap your brain around it. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. And drop a note, won't you please, to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, Tristan Vicker, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Somebody bring me a sandwich.
This is Max Headroom, and what you're about to witness is one of the greatest epics ever produced in the history of television. So,
sit back,
relax, and enjoy.
I'm afraid our star reporter is going to have to disappear. Permanently. Where does all this come from, Bryce?
The components of Carter's mind, but he's adding to it.
It's computer generated, whatever it is.
People translated as data.
Max. Two minds, but with one single memory. If that hasn't got Oscar written all over it, I'll eat my invitation to the award ceremony.